Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Tonight it was GWS 6-12-48 over Carlton 5-9-39. Earlier, Sydney 10-7-67, Melbourne 6-10-46. So almost done with round 15. One game to go, Brisbane Lions and Collingwood tomorrow night from 6 o'clock. Benny and I to call all the action. Mark Neild to join us in the K-Rock Hub. Looking forward to that. Mackie, you're just looking at what's on the TV screen. What caught your eye?
Just a couple of funny faces, Tom.
Okay.
Shouldn't be so disparaging.
I think there was a bit of signing going on there during a press conference.
Right, okay.
Fair enough. They seem to get right into it, the signers, don't
they? The Auslan? It's fantastic.
They get right into
it. They are very, very skilled at what they do.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It was just more the
There's a lot of facial expressions that go into it too. It's not just the signal thingy.
No.
Ben was having a chuckle too.
Six clubs have had the bye this week. I'm trying to move on from... Please don't get caught up in his stupidity.
You're right. He does bring it down at the end of the day.
He does. Yeah, he does.
No, I should know.
I didn't do anything. Brendan actually started laughing at
me. No, Ben, come on.
What?
You've got four.
What time is this going for?
I'm the wise, mature grandfather. Wow. Well. Shouldn't get dragged into the shenanigans.
Wow. So round 15, one game left of round 15.
We love shenanigans.
So basically, the only two teams left to have a bye are Collingwood and Richmond next week, so the latter has nearly bounced up. The Red Cordial, yes, the Red Cordial.
It's the Snakes.
Yeah, oh, the Snakes, they don't help either. So Port Adelaide on top on 44, Richmond 42 with a game in hand on the rest of the top eight and two on the Brisbane Lions. Geelong a third on 40, Brisbane a fourth on 40, West Coast fifth on 40. You would think the battle for top four comes from there. Then it's Collingwood on 34, St Kilda and GWS on 32. And then Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs both on 28. And if Melbourne can get over Fremantle and the Giants beat Adelaide, that makes next Saturday night Giants-Melbourne clash a virtual elimination final. So as much as they got rolled tonight, the Demons, they aren't completely bereft of the chance of playing finals. But, gee, they'd want to produce something a bit better than what we saw earlier today, Macca. We watched a bit of that, you and I, before we went to air. And, geez, there's some issues there.
That turned me to the Snakes, Tom.
Yes, Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head, Mummy versus the Carlton midfield. Who came out on top?
I think Mummy wins the war. He ran himself into the ground and wore himself down. And in the end, they started to get on top around there. So just in a tight one.
All right. And the GWS forwards versus the Carlton backs.
I think Carlton's backs, the way they set up and the way they were able to counter-attack off there. And it was interesting listening to both Nick Haynes and Toby Green. They were critical of how they defended as a team, and a lot of that was their inability to block the open side and close exit because it was just coming out so fast. So I gave the points to the Carlton defenders for nearly the first three quarters, but a smaller forward line won the war in the last quarter and were able to open the game right up.
Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head with more than 38 years in the insurance industry. Don and the team at Geelong Insurance Brokers work with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premiums. Benny, some key numbers for Kerr's Hire that maybe reflected the difference between the two sides, with the Giants winning by 9 points.
Well, the Blues actually had 9 more inside 50s. They had 9 more contested possessions. Clearances were split down the middle. Blues had 1 more mark, and the Giants had about 20 more disposals. So tackle count low, 48 Giants, 39 to Carlton. Just both sides inefficient. Clangers, maybe a little wet and dewy up there at the Metricon Stadium. It certainly wasn't a game that hit any great heights. But GWS, in the end, were able to kick 4 of their 6 goals in the final term. Haynes had 21 and 8 marks. He was a star all night. Probably one of the few that was a four-quarter performer for the Giants. Hopper had 21. Green, 19. Was good late. Taranto, 17. Ash, the man we spoke to post-game, 15 touches. 14 of those effective. Whitfield, 15. And Canelio was quiet. I thought 15 didn't have much of an impact. Only 1 clearance for Steve Canelio. For the Blues, Walsh was it was a good effort by Walsh. He was the one that was standing up late in the game trying to lift his team. 23 touches. Doherty, good again, solid, 21. Murphy got a bit of an 18. Kerno, 17. Williamson had 15. And Jack Martin was pretty good. He's okay at times. Flitted in and out, 14 touches, kicked 1 goal from 8 marks. Cripps had a quiet one. 9 effective disposals, 3 clearances. That's very quiet by his standards. Simpson was quiet. The other ones there that were quiet, McGovern, couldn't get involved at all. Eddie Betts really quiet, no marks, didn't kick a goal, four kicks. Paddy Dow quiet, four effective disposals. Mm-hmm. Casbolt couldn't get near it. Fisher was quiet, got injured early, didn't seem to recover. He only had three possessions for the night. Petrescu Seaton was the other one that was well beaten, just three disposals for Petrescu Seaton for the GWS Giants. Heath Shaw was quiet by his standards, just nine touches, but they all chipped in and did something. Finlayson was the other one who was pretty quiet. And Riccardi, I thought, was good. Two goals, two. Took a really nice contested mark. And both of his goals came in the opening couple of minutes of the fourth term when his side was behind. And that was the impetus to get them home over the line, gave them some momentum. One of them off a great contested mark and then a 55-metre drop punt from centre-half forward. So a lot to like about the son of Peter Riccardi, Jake.
Which we know he's not, but it was quite funny that one media outlet on the other side of the country were there and they were completely at a loss as to how Geelong could have overlooked a father-son, and this is a failure by the Geelong list management team. And somebody would have had to tap him on the shoulder and go, gentlemen, they're not related, which has been discussed at length on this side of the country ad nauseum for probably the past 12 months as he was coming through the ranks at Werribee and even before that at the Calder Cannons. Thank you for that, Benny. Kerr's Hire, your local hire company since 1982. Sematic are your disaster restoration experts, and down back, the Giants have a disaster restoration expert who I think might be your Sematic standout tonight, Macca.
Yeah, he's Nick Haynes was... It's fantastic, Tom. He does read the ball incredibly well in the air, and he's just so brave. He flies at it from everywhere, and what he has also been able to add is just a bit of polish with the ball. He'll take a short option, find a teammate by hand, and it's one thing intercepting the ball; it's another thing to add a rebound and offensive element to send your team back into attack, and he's doing that marvellously well.
Nick Haynes, our Steamatic standout. Steamatic, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years.
The signature homes and city to surf solar, fifth quarter.